You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Welcome to a special career edition of The Overwhelmed Brain. I want you to head over to theoverwhelmedbrain.com/career and get a free 8-day video mini course that helps you figure out what fits for you.
Are you annoyed by affirmations? Are you tired of that same old rehashed personal growth advice that all seems to boil down to, think positively and all your problems will go away? If affirmations feel like lies and positive thinking feels like denial, then I want you to get ready. The Overwhelmed Brain is here to help you create the life you want now. Hello, this is Paul Coliani, host of The Overwhelmed Brain, the personal growth show for the critical thinker. On this show, I discuss practical, down-to-earth steps to help you improve your mood, your sanity, and your life. We'll talk about why we do the things we do and what we can do to reach higher levels of happiness and lower levels of stress and overwhelm. My goal is to help you become empowered so that you can create the life you want. Well, today we're going to talk about something a little different. Scott Barlow with Happen to Your Career is back to talk with me about work and careers. Well, a large portion of listeners of this show have some sort of job, and quite a few of them want to change what they do, but just aren't sure of the path they need to take, or they can't seem to pinpoint what they're good at or passionate about. Scott helps a lot of people make the switch by taking them through a process he continually fine-tunes. He helps them gain a much clearer perspective of what direction they should go. So if you have a job that you want to turn into a career or want to make the switch to a new career, then this is the episode for you. Really, the best bet for you is to head over to happentoyourcareer.com/brain and get the free 8-day email course that he offers that helps you figure out exactly what you want to do for a career. You'll know you're on the right page when you see a small picture of me. That's happentoyourcareer.com/brain. The course is free, so it's worth checking out if you're looking for a change in what you do for a living. Otherwise, I hope you get some good insights from our conversation today. I was curious about Scott's take on a few things about work and careers, and I wanted to ask him a few questions that I've been asked this past year. Quite frankly, he knows the answers to all these career questions more than I do. So here's the chat, and I'll talk to you in a bit.
Hello there,
Scott.
How you doing?
I got like 45 minutes before my next interview. You want to do it?
Let's do it.
All right, man.
Make it happen.
Let's do this. What are we talking about today?
So here's what I think we can talk about. First of all, you know, I was on the show before,
yeah.
And there's a couple of things that I can go any different direction, but it seems like a lot of your listeners really are interested in figuring out what it is that they actually want to be doing. And that seems to be a pressure point, or at least the ones that are coming to me, and it makes sense that I'm seeing the biased, you know, side of it. But which I totally understand, because, you know, people that are, as a couple of my customers told me, like, yeah, I found Overwhelmed Brain. And I'm like, that's totally me. I'm way overwhelmed. And, and then the funny thing about it is, even people that haven't come through your podcast describe the process of figuring out what it is that they want to do when they grow up. And you know, if they're in a job that doesn't really well fit them, they describe it as being this process of overwhelmed. Like the exact language that they use is, hey, I'm overwhelmed and it seems like there's so many possibilities, I don't even know where to begin. So I did this survey and I got actually back a ton of responses. And those were the patterns that kept coming out again and again and again. And when I get people on the phone or whatever, they'd say these exact same things. And it was really about, I'm either in the state of overwhelm and I don't understand how to even see the possibilities, let alone I feel like there's all these options out there that I don't even know about. And I don't even if I understand a little bit about my strengths, I don't understand how to match that up against what I should be doing. Mm. So it's like this, I didn't understand this was such a, I don't know, 2 years ago or even a year ago when we did that first episode, I don't even think I understood at that point how much of a problem that was out there. Mm. I don't know. So it's been this massive learning experience for me.
Oh, same here. I mean, I'm already recording now, so I'm just going to cut what we're talking about.
No worries.
Into an interview. So I don't want to start it formally. I like organic conversation. So just like what we started talking about now, yeah. There's so many people out there that start a process. Like do you consider yourself a career coach?
You know, I guess I am. I use that term a lot. I don't think that term.
Are you looking for your career, Scott?
Well, I haven't. Okay, so we've invented all this stuff, and I don't even have good names for it yet. So maybe maybe we can figure out some names while we're talking here. I don't know,
Career consultant. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I use the word career coach a lot because that helps people put me in a place where they kind of sort of understand what I do. But really, you know, really what I do, I jokingly have said, I'm an end up prevention specialist. I want to stop you from ending up someplace, and I want you to be able to be intentional about your career and not do what so many other people have done, which they've jumped from thing to thing and haven't really understood exactly what it is that they want. So they look back over a period of 5 or 10 years. It's like, wow, how did I end up over here? I don't want people to do that.
Well, it's fascinating if I can interrupt because you and I talked about, it might have been January or February.
It was probably right around a year ago. Yeah. At this point, I can't believe it's been so long. It's flown by.
I know. And one thing that struck me funny is that I didn't, you know, once I do these interviews with people, I always want to catch a subject that people will find value in. And so I did, you know, relationships. I did. Have I done one on money yet? I have avoided the money one for some reason.
And when you get to that point, I've got a couple of good people for you to talk to.
Okay, okay. Awesome. I have a couple too as well.
Cool.
But yeah, I'll take them. And but you know, career is one of them. So I had you on the show, and what's funny is that you never know what's going to happen after you have someone on the show, and you started reaching out to me saying, you know what, I got the most traffic from your show. I got people coming from your show to me, you know, asking for career advice or whatever. And I was like,
oh yeah,
that's fascinating because I guess we all work. So we all have a career of some sort. And even if you're financially independent, you know, you probably did some sort of work to get where you are today.
Sure.
And so that really does take up a major portion of our life. So I found it fascinating that quite a few people came your way after listening to your interview way back when. And you mentioned that people are overwhelmed. And what are you finding people are overwhelmed about when they come to you?
That is, and we were talking a little bit about this, like right as we hit the record button and everything, but it's so interesting to me because after doing this for about 2 years, formally with HTYC, I've been doing the coaching piece for closer to 5 years specifically on around careers. And then I've been a professional coach in HR and other things for about 15 years, but really focusing on the career piece, you know, started to notice the same exact patterns over and over again. And that overwhelm really comes from when people are in a job that they don't really, it's either that they don't like it all that much, or it doesn't fit them, or even if they like the job, you know, I found that many people still feel like this gap or this void, and they still feel like, hey, you know, there's got to be something better out there, something that aligns more with me. So there's a range of overwhelm, I'd almost say. On one side of the coin, you're like, I can't wait to get out of this thing tomorrow. I've got this tight spot in my stomach when I think about going in. I'm delaying Sunday nights. I stay up late on Sunday night because I want to put off Monday morning coming around. And that's one side of the coin, all the way over to the other side of the coin, where it's a state of overwhelm. Because I know that I don't want to be doing this role forever, even though I like it and it's been good for me or whatever. But I'm over my job and I don't know what I should be able to do next. I don't even know how to figure it out. And I sort of feel like I'm overwhelmed from the possibilities of what could be out there. Or the other thing that I've seen again and again, and we started talking about this, but is I don't even understand what the options are. So I know that I don't like what it is that I'm doing now. I know that that this doesn't fit, but I haven't really figured out what it is that I want. And I really don't even know how to begin. Or, you know, even if I understand a little bit of my strengths, maybe I'm fairly experienced in my career and I kind of understand what it is that I'm good at. I don't understand how to apply that to another role, or even, you know, even a business.
I think when I hear you talk like that, I think about me being in a 9-to-5 job, which I'm not anymore. I'm in a wake up, work all day until I pass out job now. But when you're an entrepreneur, you're working all the time. So, but when I was in the 9-to-5 job, I wasn't even thinking in that much depth the way you explained it. I have a feeling that's exactly what it is. But when I would wake up and go to a job maybe that I didn't like, my only thought was, I don't like this job. I don't want to go to work. That was my thought. I just don't want to go to work. Now, what happened was I finally got a job that I did like, and I lost that attitude. And it was really strange because I had gone most of my life going, well, got to wake up because I got to go to work because I got to make money because I got to eat and I got to pay my bills and all this other stuff.
Ooh, bother.
I know, exactly. But when I landed a job that I really liked, my thought process changed, my reality changed, and suddenly I wasn't saying things like I don't want to go to work. And I think maybe you can kind of say that if this is true or not. I think that's what happens is that we have this thought process that's an overall I don't want to work, I don't want to go to work, I don't want to spend my time, you know, under someone else's watchful eye. But then, and then when we get this great job, we don't think like that anymore. So it's kind of like our initial thoughts weren't as accurate as they could be. Like, it wasn't so much that I didn't want to go to work. It was I did not want to do what I was doing.
Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting. And I love the psychology aspect of this.
That's how I approach everything.
That seems odd for your show.
I know. What's going on?
Yeah, but I mean, really, we're sort of programmed. I hate using that word, but I can't think of another one that's really good. But we're sort of programmed by society. Yeah, conditioned. That's even better. I love that. I'm gonna borrow that. We're conditioned by society to think about work as, you know, what not what you can do that you're going to enjoy that also is a win for an organization or yourself or how you're going to be able to deliver value in those areas that that you enjoy, but we're conditioned to think about it as, oh well, we need to go to work, and you know, work is going to suck, so you might as well get it. You might as well get it with a good company that's going to pay you well, and you might as well, you know, do it with something that's going to support your family, and you know, all these other things that you hear again and again and again, and you know, maybe you and I have even said at some point, and probably heard our friends say, and whatever else. And people don't realize that there can be that win-win. I found that the best things in life are that win-win. But so there's that initial programming. And then, just like you said, if you're fortunate enough to go get a job that you actually like, or maybe even, you know, start a business that you actually like, you may not even realize why it is that you like it. But it's really, you get to do more things that, one, come naturally to you and you can actually be great at, and that you also enjoy. And it hits on more of those pieces of your life. And, you know, you said you were talking about careers, and I can't remember exactly how you put it. But you were talking at the beginning of this about how you kind of said something about how you can't separate out careers from you know, the rest of your life, or that's what made me think of, at least.
We're so inundated. I mean, we breathe oxygen all the time. And it's kind of like we don't think about it because we just have to breathe oxygen all the time. And a lot of people, including myself, have this mentality that, you know what, no matter what, work is going to be in our life. It's just always there. It's always going to be, unless you're independently wealthy, you're always going to have to do some sort of work all the time. So,
So I didn't even realize this until maybe a year ago, year and a half ago. But the word career actually comes from the word, I believe it's, and I might be mispronouncing it, but it's a Latin word, caris or carius, something like that. And it actually talks about, that's part of where the derivative of the word carriage comes from. And what it actually ends up translating to, you know, via time and a whole bunch of other stuff, is it really is talking about the journey, directly translated. And so when you're talking about your career, you're talking about your lifelong journey.
I like that.
And you know, I didn't even know that, but that kind of put it in perspective for me, because before I always substituted career with a job. Well, you can change careers, or you say, you know, what's going to happen to your career, or, you know, all of these other things. And I think that gets substituted with job. But when you think about it, it's the journey of your life. Then you start to think about it in new and different ways. And then, you know, you can even start to eventually get to the point where, hey, work can actually be a win-win. You can actually enjoy it, and you can actually enjoy it so much that it actually feels much more like play.
I like that, because I like the carriage being kind of the journey of life. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'm totally butchering it in terms of how I'm saying it. Yeah, it's really, you know me, I totally am. But
that's all good.
But even you know, getting enough to understand where that concept comes from.
So where do you start with someone? Let's just say that, like, I've got this 9-to-5 job, and I go in every day, and I'm just like, I mean, not even 9-to-5. People will probably wake up at 6 a.m., commute in traffic to do something that they probably are okay with or don't like at all, or, like, I don't know what the percentage is, how many, at least Americans, hate their jobs. Where do you start with someone who just doesn't know what they want to do, but knows they, quote, hate going to work?
Well, I'm going to answer the question, but can I say something first?
Of course.
So when, otherwise I'm going to forget, but I totally want to say it. So a year ago, I don't know if you remember or not, when I first came on your podcast, I think it's like episode 4 or 5 or 6, or it was one of your first episodes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I think you had just made the decision to, like, get rid of the scripting, and I was like your experimental episode.
That's right. You were.
And I got to say two things. One is that you have gotten really amazing at interviewing. not you know, I don't want your head to get too big, but
no, go, like, on.
You are.
Thank you.
But
sir,
you've gotten really good at this.
Thank you very much.
And the other thing I can tell too, that actually is probably relevant here, is that you really enjoy it too, and you've got sort of this natural curiosity, and it taps into some of the things that you like to do, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, that's a good measuring stick for where, you know, your listeners need to be able to get to if they're not there already. But, you know, to answer your question directly, where do you start? Like, you know, if that's sort of the middle point or the end, or, you know, at least a part of the goal, then how do you actually start out about doing that? And I think the first thing that you have to figure out, and we usually start with, is what are your strengths? You know, what is it that, and we used to talk specifically about what we call signature strengths, and I didn't invent the term. I've seen signature strengths used all over, but we sort of invented our own definition about it. And when I think of signature strengths, I'm really thinking about, what are those things that you've got the potential to be great at, that when developed over time and when mastered over time, you know, you could even have the potential to be one of the best in the world at. And, you know, you may not be anywhere close to that now, and you might be going, Scott, I'm not going to be the best in the world at anything, but whatever. But, but, you know, it's those types of things that right now, they come naturally to you, that have been developed either through nature or nurture. And when you're doing them, you know, time sort of passes and you don't even know about it. It's, you know, I mentioned having work feel like play, and John Maxwell's a guy who talks about that all the time, but That is very, very possible when you start to get more and more and more aligned with your strengths, especially those signature strengths. And
can I add something to that?
Please, please.
I think it's important to remember that a signature strength could be something that you do that you don't even realize you do well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's something that I learned about myself. It's like the things that I did at my desk job when I had a desk job. Well, I guess I still have a desk job now, but
it's a different type of desk job.
Yeah, yeah, different.
Yeah.
The things that I realized while at my desk job is that the things that I got done really fast and caused me no stress were the things that I was really good at, like Excel spreadsheets or any spreadsheets, really.
Uh-huh.
I love working with spreadsheets, but it was just an addendum or an add-on to my job. But I never really thought of it as something I'm good at. It's just like, oh, let me just do the spreadsheet real quick and I'll get it done and I'll give it to you. But then when I did some sort of self-assessment of what I liked about my job, which I think is a great question for anyone to ask themselves, what do I like about my job? Even if I hate my job, what do I like about my job? Spreadsheets came up. I was like, really? What do I like about spreadsheets? And I started asking, what do I like about questions? And so that was one of the things that came up for me, is that I realized how good I do at spreadsheets, how well I perform, or whatever the grammatical saying is, at spreadsheets.
How much you rocked spreadsheets.
Exactly. And that came up as, wow, so I do really well at computational processes like that. And so that helped me determine one of my, I guess, signature strengths. And I didn't even know about it. I just, like, it was part of my job, but I guess I was good at it. So that's kind of where I wanted to mention that, because that's how I found one of my strengths.
And that's so cool because, like, that's a great place to start. In fact, we do an exercise exactly like that with people, where we have them look at their past jobs and essentially list out their past jobs. And then we have them, you know, start to list, okay, we know what you didn't like. And what's funny, as a quick side note, is when I'll ask people what they do like, they answer and say, well, what I liked was that I didn't have to do, and they turn it around into a what I didn't like.
Yes.
Or what I, yeah, anyhow.
Yes,
but we do that exercise where we ask them, what did you like? And then list that out. And then we start to pick pieces of those. Like for you, spreadsheets, you said, well, I really like computational processes. And then we take it a step further and a step further, usually, you know, several different whys past what's comfortable for them, and say, well, why did you like computational processes? Well, it's because, okay, well, why is that?
Good,
and then you start to get down to what some of the roots are. And then once you understand the roots, oh my goodness, that gives you a ton of power to be able to start matching stuff up. And that's a great place to be able to start. So, I mean, that's exactly what we do with whether I'm one-on-one coaching for $300 an hour, or, you know, we've got this class coming up where we literally step people through the process of taking them from that state of overwhelm to that decision standpoint, or even our, you know, 8-day free course that, you know, we're getting so many questions and about, I don't even know how to figure out what I want to do.
So you break it down. Like, you have it as a science now, where I look at it as I just ask myself a bunch of questions and hope I get the answer. But it sounds like you've broken it down to more of a walkthrough process.
Definitely. We've broken it down to it. I wouldn't call it a science, because I feel like we'd have to do much broader based testing than, and I mean, we've had hundreds of people use this stuff, but I don't know if that's large enough necessarily to call it science.
Got it.
So just my own personal opinion.
No,
call it
what
you want, but yeah, I mean, we literally can step people through the things that usually work very, very well for everybody. And then the other cool thing that we do too is we sort of adjust it. We offer enough different types of exercises, questions, and ways to go about the process to where you can choose what's going to work for you, you know, no matter what fashion we're doing that, whether you're listening to it on, you know, this podcast, or whether we're working with you one-on-one, or whether you're attending a class, or, you know, it doesn't really matter. We use the same types of processes again and again. And so starts with your strengths, and we use that type of exercise as one way to get to your strengths. And then there's a number of others. And then from there, after you start to understand what your strengths are, you've got to go and figure out what is it that you want in other areas of your life. Because just like we talked about, I mean, it's your sort of your career's like air. It's intertwined with the rest of your life. It massively impacts the rest of your life, right?
Mm, Mm-hmm.
So you can't separate it out.
There you go. Just like we talked about. Well, what's interesting is I listened to the way you take someone through the process, or at least the way you explained it. And it's similar to what I do with any type of personal growth and development is I try to find out, I don't know if I want to call it a vision or a mission, but something big, something, some sort of big picture.
We can invent a word for that too. We got a little time left.
And I like to take people, you know, and I just ask them the general question of, what do you want? And the answers that you got were like, well, I know what I don't want. I don't want this and I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want to avoid this. And I worked with this jerk and I don't want to work with him again. And that's what I love to take people through is like, what do you want? Like when I walk through somebody, like through couples coaching or something, it's like, do you want this relationship to continue? And people don't ask these broader questions of themselves because they're so, what's the word, embroiled or whatever in the details.
Yeah.
They're just stuck in these details that they know when they go to work, they're going to have this problem. Or they, in my case, they know when he comes home, they're going to talk about the mess on the floor or the, you know, whatever the problem is of the day.
Yes.
And so I think of that in the career sense of that they're stuck on this issue and they can't get outside the box that they created around this issue. But all they know is that when they go to work, they have to deal with this or many issues. So I'm kind of seeing where you're heading with that, where you start off saying, you know what, let's not talk about the issues right now. What are your signature strengths? Let's go from there. Because I think what happens, and maybe you can explain better, is that you take someone to a place where they figure out what they actually want to do instead of what they don't want. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I will say it is important to also know what you don't want. Okay. And that can give you clues to what it is that you want. But it's not, a lot of people think it's almost the opposite. They're like, well, I don't like the schedule that I'm at. So obviously I want a, you know, schedule that I do want, right?
Sure.
But it's not as simple as that. One thing doesn't mean the opposite of the other a lot of times. So you have to really actually define it as, well, what kind of schedule do you want? Do you want one that just, you know, allows you to be completely flexible? Do you want one that allows you to work from home? Do you want one that, you know, what is it? And you have to actually define in more detail than just the opposite. And most people struggle to be able to think through that. I guess that's why we can make a business out of this, right?
Yeah.
But, and I struggled with it for a long, long time too, for years and years and years. And it's still difficult for me to do by myself, but I've, in going through those processes by myself and I don't know, being determined or persistent enough or whatever, I've sort of figured out what works for me and then gotten to experiment with what works for other people.
Hmm. Fascinating. So I've never had, like when I was going through my careers in my life,
yeah,
I never thought of anyone like a, and we still don't know what to call you, career consultant, career coach. I never thought of anyone like that. I would just like, okay, I'm getting burnt out in this career. What do I need to do next? I'm going to go to the job ads, like in the newspapers.
Yeah.
Back before internet. And then in the last 20 years, what do I do now? Okay, I'm going to go to job sites and look for a job. But I think it was always because I believed I knew what I want. And do you find that with people? Do you find that people in their jobs believe they know what they want? And then when you do this assessment thing, they find out they want something else?
Yeah. And see, that's such an interesting point for me, and maybe nobody else cares about it, but for me and my business, because we have a very separated distinction. We often don't work with those people that are very adamantly believe they know what they want because they're not open to understanding what it is they really want. Well, you could work with them all day and it doesn't really matter. Like, you know, you've heard the saying, those convinced against their will are of the same opinion still type thing, right?
I haven't heard that.
Well, now you have, and now you can use it. anyhow, and I wish I came up with that, but I think I borrowed that from Dave Ramsey, who borrowed it from his grandmother or something like that. I don't even remember, but either way, I mean, that's very, very, very true. So we typically work with people that have come to the conclusion that, hey, I don't like what I'm doing. I realize that I want to do something more and different and better lines up with me and better fits me, but I just don't know how to get there. And I need some help being able to actually make that happen, because I don't want to take 17 years or actually, you know, it took me, how long did it take me? Like a good solid 8 years to really start to divine that stuff. I don't want to take 8 years to figure that out. You know, I'd like to figure that out in the next 4 months or month or whatever.
So if I know exactly what I want, then I probably don't need guidance because I'm not going to listen to it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. So you like to work with people who basically are kind of stuck.
Yeah. And I mean, people who are stuck and don't understand the exact pathway out of it. And like I said, you know, we kept using the term overwhelmed before, but that's really how my customers and my clients describe it. And, you know, the students in my classes. So
I think there's a reason I chose the title, The Overwhelmed Brain. Because it was so appealing to so many people.
It really is. And I would never have guessed that. It's one of those words like love is one of the, what is that? That's like the first thing in the English language or whatever that people resonate with is their name. The second one is love, I think. I don't know what the third, fourth, and fifth, but overwhelmed has to be up there, right?
Probably. So you mentioned tell me about this free course. You said it's an 8-day course.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that I'm talking about the same one that we've been able to offer up for your listeners in the past. And we've created a, you know, special page for and everything along those lines. And, you know, I of course will keep extending that to your listeners. And I know that we've had a lot of folks that have come from your podcast that really, really enjoyed it. But really what it is, it's a free 8-day email course where every single day you get an email that steps you through this exact process that we're talking about. And we've now at this point, I think I mentioned earlier, had, you know, hundreds of people go through, and it is, I've gotten a lot of really, really good feedback, and we've actually tweaked it over the course of the last year since we made it and made improvements again and again. But it takes you, you know, through each step of being able to go from that overwhelmed point, not understanding what the options are, through several of the exercises like what we just described and more, and then come out on the other end with a decision about what you want to do next.
Wow. All right. That's good. That's why I wanted to mention is because, and thank you for continuing to keep it open, because I see that a lot of the people that listen to this show, they're reaching out to you. They're either stuck in their careers or maybe considering just changing careers, whether they're stuck or not.
Yeah.
And since it's just a free email course, it would seem like a no-brainer to me, because, you know, if you don't like it, just whatever. But who should sign up for it then? Who would be the ideal person?
That's such a good question. I hate when people say that. That's such a good question. But I'm going to say it anyway, because it is.
I'm asking a good question.
Well, I mean, realistically, if you find yourself in any one of those places that we were talking about earlier, where you know that you don't want to be doing your job forever, and whether you're on the extreme side of, hey, I need to get out of this tomorrow or yesterday, or you're on the opposite side where you kind of like your job, but you just know that you want to get moving to something else and you need to start now because you're realizing it's not fulfilling what it is that is a good fit for you over the long term, or maybe even your situation has changed. And like me, I had a great job with Target actually doing HR and I loved it, but then I had kids and all of a sudden it didn't fit what I wanted anymore. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I had to make a change at that point. Didn't know what it was at the time, but you know, if you're in that similar situation, this is a great course for you. Mm-hmm. And you know, for those people that really are not sure what it is that they want to do, and they're in a state of either that overwhelm or they just don't understand how to put up possibilities, or what the possibilities even are, you know, with what it is that they can be great at, then this course really helps step you through that.
All right. That's good to know. And is it good for like, personal growth podcast hosts or?
It is. It is.
I'm not looking for a career change though. That's not going to work for me.
So I continue to use this. For one, I want to make sure my stuff actually works. So I go through it at different times, and I do different pieces of the exercise. And you know, we've actually got this beta class that we're launching. So I've done a lot of the exercises in different formats too, to make sure that they actually work. And then, you know, had other people do them as well. But the thing I keep finding again and again is that it forces you to get deeper and deeper and deeper, at least every time I'm doing it. So I get clearer and clearer and clearer on what it is that I want. And, geez, I was on, got a compliment from Natalie Sisson actually the other day. I was on her podcast and she had said, well, hey, why don't you try this and this and this? And I really respect her. And you know, since she's somebody I really respect, then I was tempted to say, yeah, that's a great idea. But because I'd gone through all of that and said, you know what, that actually doesn't line up with what I want. And it kind of surprised me a little bit, because I'm a little bit of a people pleaser. But interesting. It's like, wow, that type of clarity gives you that type of power over yourself. And it's like, wow, that's kind
of
cool.
She gets a lot of money to coach. So you got free advice there.
I did. That's why I love going on other people's shows. I get to talk to people like you that are experts in a particular area. And it's like, I get to, I know I'm supposed to be the expert or whatever, but I take a ton from every single person's show that I go on.
I was thinking, what am I an expert in?
Yeah, but I think you've been through a lot, and you've overcome a lot of experiences, and you've been in a lot of uncomfortable situations, Paul, and that allows you to have a degree of expertise in getting through that and getting even if the situations didn't go particularly well, coming out on the other side of it and learning from it and being able to apply that into your life, like that makes you a ridiculous expert in those types of things. And you know, I've caught all kinds of different episodes just here and there and everything like that, because we're friends, and you know, I'll catch about every maybe fifth or sixth or seventh one. But I mean, that's even the progression in that. It's like, it's really, really clear that you've got a whole bunch of expertise, especially when it comes to these relationship areas, these overwhelm areas, mm-hmm. these psychological areas. Well, and I didn't realize last time, sorry, I'm talking over you, but I had no idea that we were so similar in what we do and just apply it to different areas.
That's what it seems like. That's like when you were explaining things, it was a lot of similarities. So it's probably why we connect. I mean, you and I have been connecting for a year and just kind of off and on reaching out to each other. And I think that's one of the reasons that we connected this time, is because it's been a while since I've had you on, and there's been a huge response. People that go to you just like you, and they either get the free course and then buy what you got, or get the free course and, you know, change their life in some way.
Right off into the sunset.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many things to do. So I wanted to have you back. I didn't want to turn this, to be honest, I didn't want to turn this into an infomercial, but I did want to remind people that there are choices out there, that if you feel stuck, if you feel overwhelmed, and in your career, in your job, or whatever you call it, I like the journey of life, the carriage. That there are options out there. I'm not one to give career advice, and you should be honored, Scott, because I don't interview people on my show hardly anymore.
I know. I noticed that.
So I'm like a solo guy now, but you know, there are some things I'm just not that good at giving advice to. So I wanted to have you on the show to talk about what someone can do with their career, if they want to make a change. So it's been great having you on. Let me give me some information here regarding if I missed anything, if you wanted to cover anything, and how people can reach you and all that.
Yeah, well, that, you know, 8-day course that you're talking about and we, you know, went through and whatever, that can be found at happentoyourcareer.com/brain.
That's happentoyourcareer.com/brain. Perfect.
You got it. And then, you know, if you won't need any help or want to connect with me or just want to say hi, you know, I'm on all the different places, Twitter and Facebook and any place friends are made. But our central hub is happentoyourcareer.com. You can find all the good stuff there.
All right. Scott Barlow, any final words for people that might want to make a career change?
You know, I think no matter what, I think you've got to do the hard work first. You'll save yourself so many years of not necessarily agony or anguish, but so many years where you don't have to look back and say, wow, if only I would have figured that out sooner, then I could have, you know, think how far I would have gotten. So if you take the time, do some of that hard work up front and figure it out what it is that you want, oh my goodness, possibilities are just unleashed that you would never would have imagined. So that's what I would recommend. And that's kind of what we've talked about and touched on throughout the episode, but I truly believe it.
That's so true. And the hard work has been all I've done since I started this show. So if I might add on to that, the career choice I made, one of the things I had to do was save up some money because my career choice had to do with no one paying me.
Yeah.
I'm going to move into a position where I'm going to get paid nothing and I'm going to have nothing but outgoing expenses. But I really I really wanted to pursue something that just drove me to do it every day. Even I like working on weekends. Every moment I get, I like to do what I'm doing. So I like to add that on is that when you find something that you really enjoy, it's almost like not working. I know I've heard that before somewhere, but I think I like the way you ended it better, but whatever.
Well, I think that's pretty cool. I love what you're doing, Paul. And I know I've told you that numerous times, but I think the world's better off for it. So yeah, there you go.
I appreciate that, Scott. And definitely we'll keep this, our friendship going because I think you have a lot of good to bring to the world and a lot of people need it.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really, really appreciate it, especially as an interview that you don't do anymore.
I know. I don't know how you slipped under my radar. Well, that's a good show.
All right. We'll help promote it then.
Yeah, I'm glad we got to stuff this in.
So do I. I really appreciate you doing stuff on short notice. And
that's awesome.
And that's cool, man. I'll let you go. I'll let you get on to your next interview. And I think I'm going to do the same.
Thanks. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Right.
Adios.
All right. Have a good one. I really enjoyed talking with Scott on this topic. We were both pressed for time, so we didn't get into some of the stuff that I wanted to dive into, but perhaps we'll do this again soon. If you want someone to help you figure out what to do for a career, reach out to Scott at happentoyourcareer.com/brain. And thank you, Scott, for giving the listeners of this show direct access to your free 8-day course. You don't have to do something you absolutely love. That would be nice, but if you don't even like what you do, maybe it's time to seek a change for yourself. Maybe you don't need to change careers, but just need to change positions or departments where you work now. I have a friend who spoke up where she worked, and she said she needed a change or she was going to have to quit. Well, most companies don't like to go through the cost of rehiring and training, so they simply moved her to a new department, and she's completely happy now. Is this going to happen for everyone who does the same thing? No, but I do know that nothing happens when you do nothing. Or at least, you can't get what you want if no one knows what you want. Sometimes it just takes being honest and saying, I really like it here, but this position limits me and doesn't utilize what I do best. Or something like that. I remember staying way too long at some jobs because I simply didn't speak up when I felt burnt out. Again, some employers may be quick to fire, but others are quick to listen. Whatever your situation is, you'll have to assess it. But who knows? Maybe what you love to do is in the next office over, or the next building, or maybe even an entirely new environment altogether. Whatever you do, however you make a living or make money, if you're not happy, take some time to make some serious considerations for your future. You don't want to be unhappy every day. Take Scott's free course or start exploring what you love to do and find out if there's work that can come from it. I want you to be successful and enjoy what you do because you deserve to feel good while you're contributing in this world. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Overwhelmed Brain. Oh, and if you've sent me an email, I've been behind lately, but I promise to get to you soon. And if you're a fan of this show, it is actually eligible for a podcast award this year. If you want to vote for The Overwhelmed Brain, visit podcastawards.com. You can select two categories, so feel free to vote for the show. It will ask you for your name and email, but who knows, this show could actually be given recognition thanks to you. Head over to podcastawards.com. And if you want to keep up with the show, head over to theoverwhelmedbrain.com and sign up for your weekly personal growth message. You can also write to me anytime by sending me an email to paul@theoverwhelmedbrain.com. I want to thank the listeners who are using the Amazon link on the site to support the show. Be sure to shop at Amazon using the link theoverwhelmedbrain.com/Amazon. If you find this show valuable to you, just say thank you by using the Amazon link before you make your next purchase from them. You are all making a difference, and it's going towards a good cause. You. If I didn't call your name in this episode, just know that I appreciate you and thank you for being there for me, listening, learning, and growing. Thanks for listening to this special episode on what steps you can take to improve your career or simply change to a new one. Since many of us spend most of our lives working, it only makes sense to invest most of our waking hours doing something we at least enjoy instead of only tolerate. I once stood in line at a soup kitchen for 2 months until I finally got a job. Well, I hated that job so much, I decided to quit after 3 weeks. I quit knowing that I'd end up back at the soup kitchen. But I simply didn't want to spend the majority of every day doing something I hated. I couldn't compromise myself by staying at that job, so I actually chose the soup kitchen over working there. Believe me, I didn't want the soup kitchen either, but I just respected myself too much to work someplace that would rather have me shut up and put my head down instead of listening to me and allowing me to contribute in my own unique way. I felt stifled and ignored, and it was clear that my input didn't matter. Not everyone can make that kind of decision, but we all have a breaking point. Mine was a lack of respect at my job. Do you have a breaking point at yours? Have you already reached it? If so, maybe my guest today can help you out, or maybe you can start thinking about what you really want to do with your life and figure out ways to trickle the things you want to do into your busy schedule. Nothing happens without the first step, so maybe it's time to see what happens when you take that first step. Step into your power and be firm in your decisions and actions so that you can create the life you want. Because when you do this, you'll discover what I already know to be true about you. That you are amazing.